In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom. I'm glad to be with you today. Excuse me. We open the phone lines today. It's all about the resurrection. It tells us that Peter and John went and saw the empty tomb. And after they went, they returned to their homes. But Mary Magdalene stood weeping outside the tomb. As she wept, she bent over and she looked into the tomb, and she saw two angels in white sitting where the body of Jesus had been lying, one at the head, the other at the feet. They said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him." When she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but she did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" Supposing him to be the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away." Jesus said to her, "Mary." And she turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. She knew the voice of the Lord. "My sheep know my voice and they follow me." Oh yes, she knew the voice of the Lord. And you know, she's the first one that Jesus appeared to. Not the apostles, but to Mary Magdalene. Why? Because she had much love for Jesus. Much love for Jesus. Remember, she had seven demons perfectly possessed, and Jesus took them out of her. And she's looking for Jesus. And love finds Jesus first, not the authorities, not Peter, not John, but love finds Jesus first. Do you know that today? Do you love him? Have you told him that you love him? Where are you today in relation to the risen Savior? You see, because of the resurrection, anything and everything is possible. We prayed with the man who needed a heart plant, and I prayed with some people from New Hampshire. And come to find out, he has a new heart. He doesn't need a heart transplant any longer. God did it. God did it. People have been praying all over. I'm not the only one who prayed, but I joined their prayers. And the man does not need a new heart. He's got a perfect heart. No more does he need a heart transplant. These are the things that are done through the power of the resurrection. These are the things that are done through the power of the cross. 617-770-3030, 617-770-3030. I'm waiting for you. 617-770-3030. Mary Magdalene loved Jesus. She depended on Jesus. So she was the first one that became an apostle to the apostles. And you know what? They don't believe her. They don't believe. You know why? Because women could not be witnesses in the court. They said this is just her imagination. It was no imagination. She saw the risen Lord. He called her by name. Do you know that the Lord calls you by name today? We have all these numbers that we have to remember. 617-770-3030. That's one of the numbers I have to remember. But there's so many numbers in my mind. How I get onto my telephone, I have to have a certain number that gives me access to the telephone. I have a social security number. I have a number that I live at, 21 Gay Street. Oh, yes, in Quincy. So many numbers are in our heads, but the Lord wants us to know He calls us by name, not by number. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. I'm waiting. I'm waiting for you, as Catherine Kuhlman would say. Have you been waiting for me? I knew you'd be there, she would say. 617-770-3030. Mary Magdalene becomes an apostle to the apostles. She was sent to reveal the resurrection to the apostles, and they did not believe her. They had to see for themselves, and they did. They saw for themselves. In John 20, they're together in one accord, together in the place where they had the Last Supper, and Jesus comes through the walls. And what does He say? He says, "Peace be to you." How we need that peace of the risen Savior. How we need the peace of Christ. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Mary, welcome.
Hi, Father Tom. Hi, Father Tom. God bless you. I was praying with Andrew the other day, and I asked him what he would like Jesus to do for him. And on his own, he said to me, "Clean up my mind." So I'm asking you to pray that God would clean up all the confusion in Andrew's mind, whatever's in there.
Father, in the name of Jesus, through the blood of the Lamb, clean up his mind. Clean up Andrew's mind completely, totally, and entirely so that he can live a normal life. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Andrew's a beautiful young man. A beautiful young man. And he loves Jesus. But his mind has been confused because of things that have happened. Clean Andrew's mind in Jesus' name. Clean it up, Lord, completely, totally, and entirely. 617-770-3030. I'm waiting for you. 617-770-3030. It's all about the resurrection during these days. Jesus has been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Jesus is alive. Hallelujah. Jesus is not dead. Hallelujah. Jesus is the Christ who has been raised from the dead. Hallelujah. Jesus conquered sin and death through his death and resurrection. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all about the resurrection today. 617-770. Hello, who's calling?
Hello. Jerry Crowley.
Okay,
nice to
Jerry.
Talk to your Father Tom. I'm calling for my family, the Crowleys, the Simpsons, the O'Donnells, that they get closer to Jesus.
So we pray for Jerry Crowley's family, that they get closer to Jesus, that they have a born again experience in Jesus' name. 617-77, who's calling? Hello?
Jack. Hello,
Jack.
Jack.
Hi, Jack. What would you like us to...
Hi, Father. Yeah, my ex-wife about 45 years ago, she's about 80 now, and she just lost her job. She was doing office work from a house, you know? She just lost the job, whether they laid her off or something. But she's got that blood cancer... some kind of blood cancer, and it's like humongous medicine cost. And she look at, I mean, she got like a minimum. She got to get up about $1,300 at least to get some kind of medicine that's for her sickness. And I want to pray for her.
So Lord, we pray for her blood. That Jesus would transfuse her blood with the blood of Jesus, and that she get the money for this prescription. In Jesus' name, move mountains so she get the money so that she'd be able to get better. 617-770-3030. 617-770. Elizabeth.
Hi, Father Tom. We want to pray, continue prayers for baby Jonathan. For we're waiting for the miracle because we believe in Jesus. And baby Jonathan, as you know, has ear loss, hearing loss. So we ask all those who are on the line today and all who believe and love the Lord to make the miracle happen, Lord, because we believe in you.
Amen. Lord, we pray for Jonathan, the beautiful little baby. Ears open up in Jesus' name. Ears open up in Jesus' name. Ears open up in the resurrection's name. Jonathan, hear and be glad. He's an infant. He's so beautiful. He came to visit me with his parents. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Lord, Jonathan needs hearing, and we ask you to open up his ears. If you have to form things in his head, form them. You are God. You've been raised from the dead. You can do everything and anything. You are the living God, raised from the dead. Amen. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Mary Magdalene is the apostle to the apostles. She's the first one that saw the risen Lord. Oh, yes. And you know what he said to her? Do not touch me, because I have not yet gone to the Father. But then he says to Thomas 8 days later, touch me and see that it's not a ghost. What happened between those 8 days? He went to the Father and came back. That's just what happened. How do I know? Because he tells Mary not to touch him, because he has not yet gone to the Father. And he tells Thomas to touch him, which means he went to the Father and came back. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Tell me about the resurrection. Tell me about the power of the glory of God. Tell me about Jesus Christ, who conquered sin, death, and division. You know, division is always not of God. God multiplies. He doesn't divide. If you are into division, you are not into Jesus. You are into another spirit. If you are into division, if you are into division, if you are gossiping, oh yes, gossiping. Oh, I'm just telling about spiritual things. No, you're gossiping. And that's a sin to gossip, because it throws people down. It doesn't build people up. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Be not a gossiper. Be a sharer of the good news. Tell people about Jesus. Tell people about the resurrection. Tell people about the cross, that he bore our sins and carried our infirmities. And by his stripes, we are healed. Oh, yes. Tell people. People need to know. You think people know this? People don't know anything. I remember going to Salem one day, long time ago, and I was asking about where the church was. And these kids said, I have no idea. We live around here, but I know nothing about a church. How sad. If they know nothing about a church, they know nothing about Jesus. This is the era that we're living in. The people don't know Jesus, because people don't share. People don't share. Call up and share something wonderful about the risen Lord. 617-770-3030. I know what people are going to do. They're going to be calling at the end. It'll be too late. 617-770-3030. He is the resurrection and the life. Jesus said in the 11th chapter of St. John, I am the resurrection and the life. I am, using the name of God, the resurrection and the life. He is the resurrection and the life. He has conquered all your problems through the shedding of his blood and through the power of his resurrection. He has conquered all your problems. Call now, 617-770-3030, 617-770-3030. I guess people aren't calling. It's kind of sad because we've got a whole group of people that'll pray with me. 617-770-3030. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house of the disciples where they met were locked for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them and said, Peace be with you. After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, Peace be with you. When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive sins of people, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. He breathed on them. I see it as breathing into their mouths the gift of the Holy Spirit. That Holy Spirit was released at Pentecost. They had been filled with the Holy Spirit, but the release of the Spirit took place on Pentecost, the Spirit that was in them, when he breathed on them. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Hannah.
Oh. Hi, I'm calling for a miracle healing for Bob. He's one of the men that goes to the abortion clinic, and also another man by the name of Tom who works in a shoes, I call him the shoe man, and he needs a healing for cancer too. And I
thank you.
A shoe because,
we pray for Anna also, Lord, that you strengthen her. And we pray for these two people who have cancer, that you would infuse them with the blood of Jesus, and by the power of the resurrection, be healed, these two men, in Jesus' name, by the power of the resurrection of the Lord, be healed in Jesus' name. Thank you for calling, Anna. It's always good to hear you. 617-770-3030. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Beth from Cape May.
Hi, Beth from New Jersey.
Yes. Hey, I'd like to pray in agreement for the East Coast awakening, Holy Spirit outpouring that the remnant, the East Coast remnant, has been praying and sensing is upon us. Can we just lift that up?
Father, we pray for the East Coast that there would be revival in the Holy Spirit, that you would move by your Spirit, that there would be real revival, that all the gifts of the Spirit would be bestowed on the East Coast, and that Jesus would be called Lord and God and everything that he is. East Coast, receive the Holy Spirit. Receive the Spirit of Jesus. He breathes on the East Coast, and he says, come alive, come alive, come alive. Come alive. 617-770-3030. Deb.
Hi, Father Tom.
Hi, Deb. Tell us about the man. Tell us about the man with his heart.
Oh, my. Yes, I heard you say that earlier, and I sent his wife a message. Father Tom just mentioned it, and we're so grateful for his perfect heart. So thank you. There were so many people praying. It's quite a wondrous thing, as we know. So that is the wonderful news. I'm sorry to have to
ask you for prayer for, you know, something that, you know, there's a struggle with is my nephew. I just found out his girlfriend is involved in the occult and has been for some time. And, you know, he obviously needs to break free from that and to break that soul tie. And I, Father Tom, need help because I need to have that talk with him and give him the truth and the warning. And I need help with those words so that the words, you know, that they, as we know, do not return void, but hopefully for a very fast moving on this breaking free, praying for that, for his girlfriend, too, as well.
Well, we rebuke Satan and the occult and that girl. We pray that Jesus would touch her. We pray that Jesus would touch her by the power of his love, by the power of the resurrection. She knows power, but it's a negative power. She needs the power of Christ, which was given to us on the cross and in the resurrection. In Jesus' name, be completely delivered by the power of the blood and by the power of the resurrection. 617-770, Pat.
Yes. Hi, Father Tom. First, I have a praise report. You prayed last week for my nephew in Maine who was having continual really high fevers, and it would go away, and then it would come back, and the doctors couldn't figure it out. And really, during the Holy Triduum, he was completely healed. He hadn't been able to go to school. He was able to go back to school this week, and so that's a praise report. His faith is a little weak. He's grown up in church, but I know his, my brother is concerned about his faith walk. So that would be my prayer, that he would really see that during Holy Week the Lord healed him and that that would increase his faith. But the other reason that I'm calling is really our first constitutional right, our freedom of religion, is in jeopardy, it seems, in our nation. And I don't know, probably you and a lot of the listeners have heard that the FBI has initiated a move to place basically spies in Catholic churches to identify people who would identify pro-life advocates and the term they use, radical traditionalist Catholics and other passionate believers, to identify them as potential domestic terrorists. And this is frightening and really unprecedented in our nation. They're having Senate hearings about it, and the senator from Ohio, Jim Jordan, is taking the lead in this. But we've been known for centuries as a Christian nation, and it seems that that's in jeopardy now.
Well, we come against them in the name of the Jesus Christ, the resurrection. We come against them that they wilt away in Jesus' name, that they be absorbed by the love of God in Jesus' name. Jesus, bring people to be pro-life. Bring people to guard life and guard it from the very moment of conception until death. Jesus, do something that only you can do against this FBI. Imagine calling us terrorists that are pro-life. How evil that is. How evil that is. And we rebuke it in Jesus' name. We rebuke it by the power of the blood. We rebuke it by the power of the resurrection. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. There's crazy things happening in the world. Crazy things. And if we're not on top of things, they're going to take it away. They're going to take away our free right to speech. They're going to take it away. This is sick. No, it's not sick. It's evil. It's much more than sick. It's evil. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. The apostles received the Holy Spirit in the upper room. But on Pentecost, that Holy Spirit became a geyser. Wow, what happened at Pentecost? They were all filled to overflowing with the Holy Spirit. and they couldn't contain it. Peter goes out and preaches for the first time publicly, this Jesus whom you crucified, God has raised up to be both Lord and Messiah. 617-770-3030. 617-770-3030. Well, Lord, we give you thanks for the time that we've had with people. We give you thanks that people have called in. We give you thanks that you're hearing and answering prayer. We give you thanks that you love people. We give you thanks that your name is wonderful. We give you thanks that you have all power in heaven and on earth. We give you thanks that you are Jesus, the very Son of the Eternal Father. We give you thanks that he sent you so that we might go to heaven and might have a new life on earth. We give you thanks for Jesus Christ, for the power of his death and resurrection. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May he let his face shine upon you. May he look upon you and give you peace in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.